Jack read to you there in Isaiah chapter 7, looking at the ninth verse, he said, "The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Ramallah's son. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established." So Ahaz, this wicked king, the Lord has spoke to Isaiah and told Isaiah to meet with Ahaz. And Isaiah met with him and talked to him, and he gave him these instructions. And he said to say unto him, "Take heed and be quiet, fear not, neither be faint-hearted, for thee two tales of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin with Syrian of the son of Ramallah." So he was going to try to be stripped here of his kingdom, Ahaz was. He was king of Syria. And this Ephraim and the son of Ramallah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, "Let us go up against Judah and vex it, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall not stand," see, "neither shall it come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 65 years Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Ramallah's son. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established." And on down in verse 10 and 11 says, "Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord." So up in verse 9, he said, if you will not believe, surely you shall not be established, even though Ahaz here was king of Syria. And this refers to, we can refer it to ourselves, if we believe not by God's grace on the Son of God and bow to and rest in Him, look to Him in faith and love, and follow after Him, seek Him, exalt Him, extol Him. If we cannot do this, surely we're not established if we don't do this in our heart. Ahaz had been spoken to here, but he didn't receive the Word of God. He refused the Word of God. He didn't have a heart to receive it. We know that. But he didn't receive. He would not take heed. But this is a responsibility to all mankind. God's Word warns us all to take heed. To take heed. To look to the Son of God. To come to the Son of God. To rest in the Son of God. So this word which was given by Isaiah to this wicked king Ahaz was recorded for our learning, wasn't it? And our admonition also. Unbelief is what caused Ahaz to disregard God's word, wasn't it? It was because of his unbelief. He said, "I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. I'll not even ask the Lord to help me or to show me. I'm not asking Him to support me in this kingdom," and so on and so forth. "I will not ask Him." And he said, if you will not believe, you shall not be established. So we see that God's Word goes out everywhere and warns all men. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. If you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall not be established. But the result of his unbelief was destruction, wasn't it? Because he would not believe, he could not be established. You see, that was the result of his unbelief, his destruction. He could not be established in the kingdom of God because he would not believe. The Word of God says, "Believe on the Lord thy God, and thou shalt be saved. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord thy God, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." We know we can't believe on the Lord thy God without the grace of God. But we know also that men by nature do not and will not have Christ, even though they're responsible, right? They will not have this man to reign over them. They don't have no desire and no love and no faith to bow to Christ and to rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. They will not. So this is a word as a warning also to every believer. You know that? It's a warning to all of us. If I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. You understand what I'm saying? It's a warning to all of us. If you will not believe, you shall not be established in the kingdom of God. If you will not believe. If you believe, you'll lean upon the Word of God. You'll lean upon God. You'll rest in Christ, won't you? And if you rest in Christ, you'll not only rest in Christ, you'll look to Christ. And you'll come to Christ. And you'll keep coming back and back and back again, won't you? You don't stop, do you? By God's grace, you don't. We know that we sin and come short of God's glory daily. And we go back different ways, you know, a lot of times, and forget about God. But if His people, if they believe, they are established in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart, they will be led back to the things that they should be doing out of love and faith in Christ for the glory of Christ, the glory of God. So if you lean upon your own works, Roland talked about that, you can't be established that way. We know that. The only way that we can be established is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And by God's grace, we lean upon and look to Him and follow and rest and trust and love Him by God's grace. So, we trust and we worship the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't believe that though, if you don't look, if you don't rest, if you don't follow, if you don't exalt, if you don't love, you might as well trust in Satan himself. Is to say, I believe and not to believe. You might as well be trusting in Satan. You see that? So that's one thing I don't want to do is lie to myself. Do I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ or do I not? Is my faith and my works an evidence of what I believe? Faith, works will not justify me before God. Only I'm justified in the Lord Jesus Christ. But when grace is worked in the heart, we won't work because we have to, as Roland said, and we're not forced to work against our wills by the grace of God, are we? No, we serve Him because we have faith in Him, because we want to. If you're in the right spirit, you want to serve Christ. I want to serve Christ. See? I want to be led by Him. I want to follow Him. I want to exalt Him. I want to extol Him. I want to know more about Him. I want to be able to trust Him more and to have a further heart knowledge of Him. I want these things. If we will not trust the Lord Jesus Christ, we will forever be lost, right? That's right. We will forever. So, in Mark 8:34, said, when He called the people unto Him with His disciples, He said unto them, whosoever will come after Me, let him deny himself. Whosoever will come after Christ, let him deny himself. We're nothing to nobody's. We know that. But let us not only deny ourselves in that, let us deny the things that lead us away from Him also. Let us deny that. Let us not turn towards that. Let us keep our hearts and our minds set on the Lord Jesus Christ for His glory and our benefit. Lord, help me to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me to be settled in Christ. Don't let me do this. Don't let me do that. Don't turn me away. Don't allow me to turn away, but keep my heart set on Christ. Keep me set in such a way that I will strive out of faith and love to know more about Him through the knowledge of the Word, through the hearing of the lessons that's been taught, through the hearing of the Gospel, through the study of the Word, through all of these things, Lord, cause me to keep my heart and my mind set upon the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. Don't leave me to myself. Don't leave me to myself. Let me deny myself. Cause me to deny myself, that I may look to Christ, and cause me to do it at all times as much as possible till I look to Him all times. Till I look to Him. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. You see that? But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake. I don't mean you're going to kill yourself, does it? No. Whosoever forsakes these things and their heart is set on Christ. See? Them things ain't going to be nothing to him. His mind, his heart's going to be set on Christ. He will take up the cross. He'll follow Christ. Whosoever will lose his life for the gospel's sake. Not the things that I get exalted in, not the things that I get wanting to do in this life out of fleshly efforts and fleshly desires. Don't let me do that. The same shall save it, whosoever shall lose his life. Let me lose it in that regard. It won't be nothing lost, really, if you lose it in that regard. Revelation 22:17 says, the Spirit say, come, and the bride say, come. Well, I'm a child of God. I'm saved. That's it. That's not it. Those who have come to Christ continue to come to Christ. If they ever come, they'll continue to come. I'm not saying they won't be led towards different things at times, but we are to war against those things that we might not be led by the grace of God. See what I'm saying? Those who ever come to Christ will continue and keep coming to Christ. So let me come to Christ in a true and right attitude, in a right desire, in a right heart. Give me a heart to come to Christ and to continue to come to Christ. He that believeth on Christ is not condemned, but he that believeth not on Him is condemned already because he don't believe on Him. Lord, do I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Is my heart set on Christ? Do I want to know about Christ? Do I love Christ? Do I want to hear about Christ? Do I want to be with Christ's people, with God's people? Do I not want to unite together with them in Christ and honor and praise Christ? See? Is that my desire? He that believeth on the Son is not condemned. Well, Christ is being condemned for us, ain't we? He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But you don't believe on the Son without giving acknowledgement and glory and honor and praise and faith in and love for the Son. You don't believe on Him without doing this. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. What is believing? Is it just coming to Christ and saying, I'm saved and there's nothing for me to do in honor to Christ or in love to Christ or in faith to Christ? No, that's not believing. Believing is coming to Christ and keep coming to Christ. Not quitting and doing this or that and saying, I'm a child of God. God saved me. And that's what God does is forever and it don't make no difference. I'm saved. It does make a difference. we might not be saved. I might not be saved. If it, see? It does make a difference. He that believeth on Him shall not be damned. But there's more to believing than just coming to Christ and forgetting about Him. Believing is keep coming to Christ. Keep following Christ. Keep loving Christ. That's believing. He is the bread of life to His people, ain't He? What is the bread of life? Well, what's the results of the natural bread to this natural life? It's the sustainer of that life. If He's the bread of life, He's the nourishment for my Holy Spirit, the Spirit within me, He's given me. See that? And He's the sustainer of that. He's the leader and the guide. You see that? He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Never thirst. He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. But as I said, believing is not just saying I believe and that's it. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that believeth on me shall not be confounded or confused in that regard as to not know him. You know, he that believeth on him shall know him to the point that he'll rest in him. He'll trust him. Malachi 2:2 says, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay at the heart to give glory unto that my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Man, that's scary in a way, ain't it? If you won't lay it to your heart to give glory to me, I'm talking about true glory. I'm not talking about just speaking with my lips. I'm talking about from the heart. If you won't lay it to your heart to give glory to me, he said, you see? I'll send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. If you didn't lay it to heart, you're not laying it to heart, you see? It's one thing to say, I believe. It's another thing to believe it in my heart. God, give me a heart to believe with, to love with, to strive for Christ, to look to Christ, to rest in Christ, to follow Christ. If He gives us a heart, we will want Him to rule and to reign in our lives. But what was it that was one said, we will not have this man to rule over us? That's the heart of unbelief. That's not the heart of faith. That's not the heart of truth. That's not the heart that God gives. I want this man to rule over me. That's the difference. Don't you? Sure. I want to honor him. I want to give him praise. I want to know more about him. I got a problem learning. I can't remember names or nothing, but I still want to know. You see what I mean? Revelation 3:5 says, he that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment. See what he's saying? He that overcometh shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, he that overcometh, and before his angels. So if we overcome, it's by the grace and power of God. We know that. But he's not ashamed of them that overcomes. When he works grace in your heart, to you overcome these obstacles. The more we overcome, the more we're blessed. The more we look off is the more we forget. You see what I'm saying? The more we forget and the more we pay attention to this, the old natural man. I'm not saying this for you, this is for me. It's for you if you want it, yes. But this is for me. I got something out of it. Not by works of righteousness, which we do, but according to His mercy. Man, if we could get a handle on mercy, you know what I mean? Mercy to hell-deserving creatures. That's what we are. Mercy. Mercy and truth are met together in Christ. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. For His children, yeah. His people. To make them righteous before God, so they not be counted with one spot or one blemish before God? Yes. There is none righteous in nature, no. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, help me to look to Christ and to rest in Christ and to follow after Christ and to know more about Christ. Of God are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom? Is Christ my wisdom? The wisdom of God in the salvation of His people? Have I seen myself in the light of God and see Christ as my substitute? Is He my all before God? Do I have true wisdom? Have I been made wise unto salvation? If I've been made wise to it, I know where it's at. I know who it is, don't I? Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Made holy by the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I made holy? Before God I am. If I'm in Christ, do I love Christ? Do I look to Christ? Do I follow Christ? That's a good result of it, ain't it? Lord, if I don't know Christ, make me to know Him. If I don't have a love for Christ, make me to love Him. Make me to love Him. This word can be applied to all of God's children, can't it? His children. Everything in God's house is given by faith. Everything. When we receive Christ, everything is by faith, right? Everything is given by faith. Lord, give me faith. Give me true faith. If I have true faith, I'll have true love. I'll have true works. Don't work to be saved. No. But there should be a joy in honoring and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. It shouldn't be a forced thing upon me. Lord, make me want to go to the house of prayer. Make me want to hear God's Word. Make me want to study God's Word. Make me desire that. See what I'm saying? Don't let me say, oh, I'm a child of God, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and not have no background for it by God's grace. Give me love and faith in Christ. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. He that believeth hath faith. He that has true faith has a true desire for and a love to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have many, many obstacles. We have many things that causes us not to do what we should. But in all things spiritual, our instability has to be traced back to our what? Unbelief. Right? Our unstableness. We might know Christ. You know what I'm talking about? But our unstableness has to be traced back to our own unbelief. If you will not believe, you'll not be established or comfort. You'll not have comfort in your heart. If you're not being or doing the things you're supposed to be doing, out of faith and love to Christ, you're not going to be established as well. See what I mean? And the farther you go out that way, the easier it's going to be to keep going out that way. You see what I mean? You might know Christ in your heart, but we might not be established in the way that we should be established. You see what I'm saying? We have the things by God's grace to establish us more, don't we? We have His Word. We have His teachers. We have His gospel. And if we're not established the way we ought to be, it has to be traced back to us, our unbelief. Established in the faith. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. If we believe not to that point, it's our problem right here, ain't it? Ain't it? If you don't believe in the way that you should, whose problem is that? I'm saying if you know Christ and don't believe, it's because you're not taking advantage of the means which He has given you for His own glory and your benefit. That's exactly what it is. We're established in comfort. We're comforted in the Lord Jesus Christ. The more we hear, the more we know, the more we're comforted at heart, ain't it? Yeah. We're established in doctrine, ain't we? The doctrines of Christ. Ephesians 4:13 through 16 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Who's he talking about? He's talking about his people. What's he talking about in unity of the faith? That's what he's talking about. See what I'm saying? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. He don't mean this man right here is perfect. Imperfect. Sinful, wretched. But he's talking about in Christ. Established in Christ. Being established. Our faith being established. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See that? How are we established? By knowing more and more and more about Christ. That we be no more children tossed to and fro. You say, well, I'm not children tossed to and fro. You might not be by other people and by other doctrines, but you might be tossed to and fro because you're not taking heed of the advantages that He gives you by His grace for your own good and His glory. See what I'm saying? Carried with every wind of doctrines, with the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things. See that? Truth and love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, Christ. May grow up into Christ. Wait, do you grow in Christ? Not before God. You grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying itself in love, making increase to the whole body of Christ, the whole church. You see that? In hope. Titus 2:11-14. Let us be established in the hope. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness. How are you established in the hope? He said, teaching you to deny ungodliness. Don't adhere to it, but deny it. Turn away from it. In worldly lust, we should live soberly. We should have the right mind, the right attitude, the right knowledge, shouldn't we? We should live honestly and soberly, righteously, he said. We can't do that in the flesh, can we? But what he means, we're to strive to honor Christ. and to learn about Christ, to exalt Christ in this present world. He said to do this in this world, you see? He said, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. We should be looking for Him as though He's coming in the next minute or so. We really should. Do you know that? Looking for that blessed hope. Looking for the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Purify to Himself a particular people, which is zealous of good works, zealous of good works. And in usefulness, we should be useful for the glory of God. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. He said, where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is also in the midst of them. Thou shalt not see evil any more, and that day shall be set in Jerusalem, fear them not, and to Zion, lift up thy